Welcome to the Make Sense of Greenwich podcast. I'm your host, Mike Pirelli. I'm an associate real estate broker at New England Land Company. I specialize in residential and commercial Greenwich real estate. And on this podcast, I keep you up to date with everything Greenwich real estate in hopes to help you make sense of Greenwich. Before we get into today's podcast, let's hear a word from our sponsors. Today, I want to circle back to an article that came out and some new rulings that came out at the beginning of this year, 2019. There was rules passed that opened up the uses for development along some waterfront locations. I believe it's more geared towards Byram and Cos Cob, more industrial waterfront locations versus like a Todd's Point area or an old Greenwich waterfront location. And the thought is by opening up the amount of uses, you're going to open up the play field for developers, investors, and people who want to get their foot in the door in a place like a Byram. You know, Portchester next door has been undergoing this revitalization and all this money pouring in, and they have these attractions like Bar Taco, Colony Pizza, new builds like the Mariner, the, you know, Castle Building, high-end rentals. At some point, the thought is these people are going to want to purchase. And when they go to try to purchase in Portchester, they're going to see that the taxes are four times, if not more, than the Greenwich side, like a Byram. And the prices, to be honest, aren't that much better at this time because there are a lot of speculators in that area. So the thought is if they build out or attract people to build out these, you know, mixed-use residential restaurants, basically attractions on the Greenwich side, there could be a good flow of new buyers into our market and give a kind of a jolt to a stagnant area that has had vacant buildings that are right on the water that should be repurposed. And they don't want to... And they put in ruling that does not cannibalize, and they put in a ruling that seems would not cannibalize current businesses that are utilizing the waterfront. They want to maintain access to the waterfront, and they don't want to cannibalize the current business that is utilizing the waterfront. They actually make. And they don't want to cannibalize the businesses that are currently using the waterfront. They actually want to preserve those, and they are giving those businesses priority. So businesses that use boat slips, docking needs, rowing clubs, things that will utilize the waterfront in its original intended. And they don't want to cannibalize. And an important point is they don't want to cannibalize the current businesses that are utilizing the waterfront right now, its intended use. They want to keep those thriving, and they want that to be a primary use and a priority for the area. So they set priorities for uses based on such things. And they don't want to cannibalize the current uses, and they don't want to cannibalize the current uses that are using the waterfront. They want to preserve that, so they're giving priority to those businesses that need access to the water, and they want to give the public access to the water as well. So you could see this kind of boardwalk situation once things start to get developed. The next priority drops down to more of a restaurant and residential use. So, you know, depending on how many people come in and want to use the locations for actual marina usage, we could see a good pop in residential and restaurants. And again, Portchester is such a great location. You have the train, which is a nice, easy stop. I wouldn't put it past people to, instead of walking to a Portchester side, if they lived in Byram, stopping at a great restaurant or traveling to go to a great restaurant that possibly overlooks the water, say what you want to say about the Byram River, but it is still waterfront and people still enjoy it. And Bar Taco is packed every night because people like to get the feel of being on the water no matter what the water is. And if you get something like that on the Greenwich side that can really attract people and become a location, then maybe those residential properties that are surrounding it also see appreciation. So again, something we need to keep a close eye on in the near future. Haven't seen much activity yet. I will report back if I do, and I will reference this podcast so that you can stay in the loop. So that's our Greenwich Real Estate update for the day. Thank you for listening. Make sure to follow on all social media platforms. Look for the hashtag MakeSenseOfGreenwich. So this Sunday, July 28th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., I will be hosting a public open house at 14 Indian Pass, Greenwich, Connecticut. We are now priced at $925,000. This is a great flip project. It's a great live-in, renovate, and expand project. There's just a ton of options. We did some renderings that we uploaded to Zillow, so definitely check those out if you are curious. At the very least, swing by, say hello, and we could chat a little bit about Greenwich Real Estate. So I'll see you guys this weekend, hopefully, and I will be back for your next Greenwich Real Estate update.